You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
What's up, After Buzzers? It's your host, Nicola Caona, and as Bing is for doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210. I got my lovely co-host, as usual, Bam in the building.
What's up, Bam Erickson?
And I guess it's going to be another family show tonight. I brought in my little sister, Gabriella, tonight.
Hi.
She Hello, is a, welcome.
A
Thank
major
you for
fan of the
being
show.
Here with us.
Yes. It's going to be a lovely, good show tonight. I'm so excited to get into it. I mean, this episode was so much better than last week. I mean, so many different stories leading up and so many storylines about to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Annie here with another man. What else is new, right?
What a shocker, right? Yeah.
And she's head over heels again.
But what was really interesting about this story with Annie, we only saw them interact that one time. They were at the bar, and then Naomi was like, go talk to him. She goes talk to him, and then she talks to the girls about him. He's like, oh, you know, we went out, blah, 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 blah. And then we see them interact one time when he comes over to the house, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah, we don't see much of them together at all.
And then the next time we see them, they're, like, making out in, like, the front porch.
Yeah.
And she's, like, all about him and telling
He's
Naomi.
So perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Double dating, right? I mean, we obviously know where this is going to go. I mean, we all hope for her to maybe have a love for, you know, more than 2 weeks or so.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's not going to last long because she just goes through boys, like, all the time.
And he's pretty much is a boyfriend, but he's a computer geek. And
right.
So he didn't know that Annie was involved with the priest, but only because they did that fundraiser together. So you do kind of wonder, will he stick around and will he eventually find out about her past, you know, when she was prostituting, which is like, that was like, 1972. That was like ages ago. Who cares? So what?
Right.
You know, but
it seems like that's why she didn't want to date him, was because she was afraid that, like, he'd find out about her.
Which did kind of make sense, but at the same time I was thinking, oh, okay, she dated that one guy that why she didn't tell him. She's like, oh, I'm seeing someone. I thought she was really seeing that guy.
Yeah, but I think she was just saying that as a way to
Riley.
avoid You know, oh, and actually, yeah, we didn't see Riley today.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, okay, why are they making it seem like they're about to date and then now it's like a new guy? It's like they're probably like, scratch that, like, you know?
Yeah, you know, well, if you blink your eye, the story will change really quickly, particularly with Annie and Guy. So it's like, you know.
Right. Yeah. Every week it's a new man. I mean, good for her. You know, at least she has different.
I mean, I just, again, I wish that she had a better storyline because, you know, the story was based around her and her brother Dixon coming to, you know, moving to Beverly Hills. And it's just like the two of their characters are just taking a backseat. And I just dislike it. I wish there was more to it. You know, she has money. She's made the investment. And so it's like, why is she living in that? Why are they all living in Naomi's house?
That money?
Yeah. And so, like, what is she doing? Is she in school? I mean, what's her occupation? I don't get it.
Living the life, I guess.
Yeah.
That's her occupation. I mean, we have no idea.
Not doing anything.
Talking about occupations, I mean, we have Silver here. What, becoming a stripper now? I mean.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I didn't see this one coming at all. You know, they were taking, Adriana needed to spruce up her image. So she's going to kind of do this strip thing. And so they were all there when they were getting a lesson. And for some reason, between watching, getting the lessons from the stripper, and then with this whole emerge of her becoming viral because of her pictures
her
being
photo.
Nude.
Now, which, mind you, it's the back of her. I mean,
well, at least, my,
I'm just putting that out there. Okay.
But at least that's, I mean, that's what we saw. Maybe there was more pictures, but again, it was the back of her, and I'm just like, and she's freaking out because of that. But hopefully, I'm assuming that it was more pictures. But it just sometimes things just are so easy for the characters. It's like, okay, so she takes pictures, the photographer releases them, bam, they become viral, and now people are recognizing her, and now. What's going on with the baby?
Well, right. And, like, I mean, and then, mind you, you know, when they are taking these classes with this girl, I mean, Silver's just all up in the pole like she been done, you know, doing, you know, pole dancing.
But I don't know what, you know, with the whole thing where she wanted to, when she did the trapeze and she did some other stuff, maybe she's just rediscovering herself.
Yeah, I think she's just trying to find, like, her sexuality and, like, she really wants to, like, you know, do that kind of stuff before she gets all fat. I don't know. She just seems like she really, like, wants to find something to do.
Yeah.
I mean, and it does kind of make sense. I mean, if you think about it, you know, maybe she was trying to find herself, okay, maybe I need to be a mother, you know, and then she did these exciting things, like you said, bam, and now she's like, hold on, I'm feeling sexy now.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, you know, she wanted to take photos to show her body before she
got pregnant.
And then it actually turned into something really great. So now she's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to get rid of this body. You know, I mean, hello, you're young girl to all those young girls out there. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself young. You know, I mean, seriously. And I think it's kind of a good move that she is, you know, trying to be more sexy. I mean, maybe not all of that, you know, with the dancing and everything, but...
But I think that this storyline is going to spruce up because everything's too good, too nice. There's where's the drama? Where's the heat?
Exactly.
And so with her becoming a stripper or potentially becoming a stripper, you know, maybe something's going to happen with that where she may go down the wrong path or something. So... I think this is a good storyline for her if they're going to stick with it.
And I feel like no one saw this coming.
Yeah, I didn't. Did you see it coming?
Well, she seemed like she was having fun on the pole, but I didn't think she was going to go ahead and take the career path.
You know what's really interesting? When you see talk shows and things and you see women, they take the stripper, I don't want to call it stripper
pole dancing.
They take pole dancing lessons.
Right.
And women, it is very liberating for them. Right, I guess.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have the upper strength for that. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm imagining myself, like, right now trying to take a pole dance, and I mean, I really don't think it would come out that great, so.
I'm sorry, I have to go there for a second, but you did the trapeze since you were a little girl, since you was like 8 years old, and you did say that you need a lot of strength to be able to hold on to the to the trapeze.
You do, and that's why I only swung twice, and then I fell right down, okay? Like, I go up there, and I swing, all right, and then I fall right down. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm doing some tricks. But, I mean, you know, I just think it would take a lot. And, yeah, it would be really sexy, but I guess I'd rather do, like, Zumba or something. Get my dance on with that. Oh, man. Talking about sex appeal, I mean, come on now, Adriana. That was kind of hot. I'm not going to lie. That whole dance, what she was doing. But come on now. You knew he was recording the whole time. I knew he was recording the whole time.
Well, she didn't seem surprised when she saw the video.
I thought that when she got the video, it seemed more like she was excited that the video, that I almost thought that she was videoing it, that she was using it for him. Did I get that wrong? When she received the video, it didn't seem like she sent it to him. Didn't it say to Taylor? The email didn't say to Taylor?
No. He sent it to her, and he was like, oh, I love the end especially.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh.
But she seemed like...
She didn't seem like, oh, shit. Like, I'm going to get caught. She was just kind of like...
I don't think he was threatening her to, like, show anybody. I think he was just like...
I mean, you could totally tell. I mean, it was just really intense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, oh, it's getting hot up in here.
It was sexy, but from the storyline perspective, I thought it was a little... random that he wants to change up her image, and so he's going to make her strip in the video. Then they do a dress rehearsal, and then she does the dress rehearsal only for him. Where are the other background girls? It's a poll.
That's what I was confused about. Like, where is everyone else, like, directing the, you know, like...
Well, maybe it was, like, the night before the actual shoot.
And I thought it was random that she was right away, like... Oh, okay, like, I'm gonna kiss you now. Like, because she was all, like, against...
I feel like it was all planned. Like, she was like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be sexy. Because remember they were talking about, remember he was like, oh, I'll seduce you right here. You would have been in the pool, like, 5 seconds ago, naked or whatever. Remember? So maybe she was like, like... I can do the same.
I feel so bad for Dixon. Like, she just needs to, like, let him go or something.
Well, and that's why I was like, girl, like, you're going to go home and, like, start, like, making out with your man, okay? And I just didn't get it. I was like, I mean, how do you really feel? Do you not have much to say about it?
I do have a lot to say about it. But before I say that, it just made me trigger something about music. Because Adriana was singing in this video. So I think this would be a perfect opportunity for me to tell you all about iTunes.
Yes.
All right, so you guys, make sure that you please go to iTunes for AfterBuzz TV. We have a lot of great shows. You download, you rate, comment, and you share. And it really helps the network because, you know, we're out here doing this for free. So if you can, please go to iTunes, rate, and comment. Get us in the top 10. We haven't been in the top 10 for this season, and we are dying to be in the top 10. So please go. We have a lot of great shows, but particularly for this show, you know, we want you to rate and comment. And, you know, you guys do a really good job on YouTube. You guys leave a lot of great comments. But if you could just come on over, you know, still leave a comment for YouTube, but please go to iTunes. And then also don't forget the podcast app, which it organizes all of your subscriptions. So for all the various shows that you guys that we have here on AfterBuzz TV, whether if it's 90210, Castle, Scandal, Honey Boo Boo, Jersey Shore, The Real World, Project Runaway, Top Models, whatever, it organizes all your subscriptions. So don't forget to do iTunes, download, rate, comment, tell a friend, and then also don't forget the podcast app. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
please
now continuing, I think that I'm still unsure where this story is going with the whole Adriana thing. I felt like she was trying to set him up, not he trying to set her up.
Oh.
But I don't understand why. I don't understand why, like, of course Adriana has feelings for him and she really doesn't have a connect to Dixon. I think the reason that she feels a connect is because he was hurt and she feel like she's obligated to be able to take care of him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
She cares about him. Like, she wants him to be okay and she probably just feels really bad that she likes this guy and she, you know, can't really do anything about it because she likes him. So. I don't know, because she just really, like, all right, I'm going to go out and kiss him now. And
yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like her and Taylor do, you know, I mean, they're both really pretty and they both, you know, obviously attracted to each other. And I'm sure, you know, this whole thing that happened with Dixon's not really helping, like, their relationship, you know. But I love the fact that she is still by his side, you know, at the end of the day. But she might not be, like, really by his side.
But she's also she's very quick with them. She's like, oh, I didn't know you were here. And she starts kissing and making out with him. And then she's like, oh, okay, let's go to bed. Like, she's very quick with him. And, you know.
I think he's going to find out.
Yeah, I think eventually he's going to find out.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately. I don't know. I feel like it's going to break.
I mean, I feel like Dixon really had it this whole episode with Naveed, you know? I mean, come on now.
Can we, before we go to Dixon and Naveed, you know, I have to say something about his storyline.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Dixon was paralyzed.
Right.
In the hospital.
Right.
Unconscious.
Unconscious.
He wakes up. The group is there.
Right.
He can't walk. Can't move his legs at all.
Right.
And the guy, the guy who he works with,
Riley.
And so Riley, you know, motivates him and says all these mean things to him to, you know, get him to get up and not feel sorry for himself. Hallelujah. He gets up. He gets up. And now all of a sudden, he can walk.
Don't forget about him surfing.
Yeah, and last week he did surf.
And this week he drove.
I'm like,
I was scared. I was really like, maybe it was a joke that he was going to get in the car.
Yeah, like, driving. I was like, wait, he can drive now? Like, what is that? Like,
I mean, then why is he on those crunches things if he can drive?
It just, the whole thing just does not make sense to me. It's like, okay, he couldn't walk. Then he got
it. You know, I'm so over it. You know what? Just make it normal. Just make
really
just have him walk. Just, you know, yeah. Just be like, boom, it's a wrap.
Yeah, please, because...
I guess they just didn't like him in a wheelchair either. They were just like, we need to get him out of this thing.
They shouldn't have put him there in the first place. I don't know. It's just... That whole storyline with
Vixen. I think they were, like, irritated that they put him in the wheelchair. They're like, damn it, okay, let's just speed
well,
up.
Well, it ended with him, like, getting in a crash. So I guess they just wanted, like, an intense ending for that season, and now he's just fine.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing, you know, he wanted to be the opening for the new... new bar.
Yeah, new bar.
And, you know, he was just like, Taylor was the one, which I think he was, like, really in spite with that. Like, he obviously brought Dixon in because he wanted to get with Adriana. You
absolutely.
Know?
And he's doing a really good job at playing the nice guy.
Oh, totally. Really, really good job. And, you know, Dixon got all excited, and we have here Naveed. Okay, Naveed, you know what? Like, come on, now, be a good friend here. You know, like, Dixon has done a lot for him, I feel.
But... I'm going to play devil's advocate. Okay. So this is Naveed's big chance again, because he's had many big chances. So this is Naveed's big chance. And so, I mean, technically speaking, Dixon is not really mobile sometimes, or it's supposed to appear that way.
I don't know.
He's not supposed to be mobile. So how is he going to DJ standing? Is he going to sit? Like, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Is he going to... sit in a chair and they gonna prop him up and he's gonna DJ.
I mean, he can drive a car, so he can use his hands and his feet. So I don't understand.
It's hard to defend Dixon because you don't really know what he can and cannot do.
That is true.
So I don't know if he can do DJing or not.
At one point, I understand Dixon, Naveed, because Naveed's like, dude, you can't do it. You can't do it. You know, you can't walk. You can't blah blah blah. And so I understand Naveed's point is as far as. As a friend, I wouldn't feel comfortable maybe with Dixon DJing because can barely walk. But on the other
I
aspect,
just really feel like Naveed just doesn't want him there because he thinks to him it's not a good look.
The way like, he I said think, it to him, he was like, well, you're on crutches. How is that going to make my club look cool?
Right. He made it seem like he was like,
rude.
Yeah, that was so rude. Like, disgrace to like open it. I was like, it's like, seriously, so many people can do certain things like that. Like, I felt like that's where Dixon was just like, yo, like, I'm out of there. I think it may, like, hurt his feelings more than him actually being concerned. Like, I think he was being an asshole.
And that's why he was an asshole back and was like, well, I'm going to do the show anyways.
Yeah, well, and Liam was the one who was just like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and that was...
Which I didn't understand that because I didn't think he owned it. I thought Naveed did.
Naveed, I think, is just helping promote
it. I think Naveed is the organizer. It's like his event, but the event is at Liam's bar.
Mm. Okay.
Liam's bar club.
Okay, because I thought they both, like, were investing in it.
I don't know. I can't recall.
I thought, okay. Well, I thought, you know, Naveed kind of did have, like, it up there with Liam. But, I mean, we're totally wrong. I mean, come on now. We have Liam being, like, this total pop star overnight, like, with the paparazzi and everything, like. It's just insane.
So you want to do Liam now?
We can.
Okay, so what did you think? The crazy
Unless
girl.
Unless you guys had any.
Oh, do you have anything else about the whole Dixon Naveed?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know.
It was just a ridiculous fight.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of like, yeah, go Dixon, like, it's, do your thing. But like I said, I don't know what he can do.
I think it's realistic from a guy's standpoint why that fight happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dixon is handicapped, but he doesn't feel like he's handicapped. Naveed sees him as handicapped and doesn't think that he's capable of doing this. Maybe he didn't communicate that best,
mm-hmm.
but again, he went from can't walking to... His progression is so quick, and I think that Naveed doesn't think that he's just ready. It doesn't necessarily. It has a little bit to do with the fact that it may not look good or image wise for a handicapped person to be DJing. But I think Naveed honestly thinks like, dude, you can't do this.
Right.
So from a guy's perspective, that argument to me is it's realistic.
Right. Okay.
So.
Yeah. I good with that?
Yeah.
That was cute, you guys.
Yeah. The same, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, with Liam, my favorite. Mm, I love you, Liam.
Anyway, so let's talk about him.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you guys think?
Ladies first.
I the thing that keeps on repeating in my head is the way he ripped his shirt. He was just like, do you remember that?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favorite parts. The shirt.
I don't know.
Well, so I guess we can expand just a little bit. So with this whole Liam thing, mm-hmm. So he's this movie star, and he was a movie star, you know, just overnight. And so his co-star of the film that he is obligated to do because of his crazy girlfriend, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. And so she pops up, and she wants to take advantage of Liam's popularity with the whole paparazzi because she's mm-hmm. worked so hard. She's been in the game for 6 years, and she's finally getting a break, and she wants to capitalize off this, and she wants to use him every chance that she gets to try to be in front of media. And she was really quite crazy because once she was always calling him, finding out where he was. She was putting out all these stories. And mm-hmm. then once he was missing, when she called his phone and Liam and Naveed answered, mm-hmm. he was like, well, I don't know where he's at. And what happened was he went to get what happened? Why was he missing?
He was going to get wood.
Yeah, I think he got lost.
And he got lost.
How did he even get lost? I was so confused. Like he really thought the tent was there.
He went
like,
pretty he really far thought to get wood. I guess
I mean, they really could have just chopped down a tree right there or something. But I mean, and I thought it was crazy how it was like right next to like Naomi and Max's mm-hmm. campground, like. I went to the same campground. Yeah.
That was convenient.
Very convenient.
Yeah, convenient.
But in either case, and so she thinks that he's missing, so she takes this opportunity to go down to the campsite where they are, and she has media there, and she goes on this whole big quest of being able to find her co-star, and of course, she's gaining all the attention. And mm-hmm. Liam is like, dude, you're crazy. Like, stop it. Knock it off.
It was so dramatic.
It was dramatic. And then he had the little moment where she was like, you don't understand. You know, I've worked hard for this and blah, blah, blah. And so they've kind of come to an understanding. Mm-hmm. And so then that's when he ripped his shirt off. And he was like, I forgot the comment that he made, but he ripped his shirt off and said something.
He was like, basically, let's do this. Like, yeah. Okay, I'm in it, you know.
Yeah, but told her to tone it down just a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you kind of saw like the real side of her, especially when she found him in the woods. She was like, you know, like I grew up like in the woods or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, okay, you're down to earth. You can, you know, survive in the woods. It's kind of cool. Did anybody else see this whole teacher and Liam thing? Like,
yeah, that was quick
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
it was quick, but exactly. I was like, okay, like, is this like a initial hookup maybe coming up in the future? Like, I mean,
it seemed that way. Just like the way, I don't know, she looked and stuff, like.
And she like, just so happens to be a really hot
that's what I
professor.
Mean.
Right. And saying, oh, just because you're Liam, like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, man, it's not even like that. But, you know.
Who knew he was back in school?
Well, right. I mean, when did he even apply to school? I thought he was just working at the Shore House.
Yeah.
Like, I know. It's just.
Oh, he wanted to, because he's that business, he wanted to have a business plan, so he's going to business school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks, G.
That went right away.
He needs to come up with a business plan for a loan.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay.
So that's why he's in school.
That's good. But yeah, I kind of saw an initial, like, hookup there.
Yeah, totally. They're gonna.
Wasn't there, like, past seasons? Wasn't there a hookup between a teacher? Was it Naomi?
And well, it was Naomi and the teacher. They made out or something, or it was by accident.
And he was psycho.
And he was psycho. Oh, and yeah. So he, you know. Well, actually, Naomi lied. Remember? Naomi lied first and lied about.
Yeah, that was because, a stressful time.
Yeah, because she wanted to get an A or something, and she was kind of flirting or something. And so then he was like, you know, I forgot exactly, but that was actually a really great storyline. Yeah.
That really was. Yeah, and because, that was really intense with everyone. Yeah,
because she lied about it, and his career was at stake. But then he wound up being, of course, the crazy one. And
yeah, and she was with Liam at the time.
And she was with Liam at the time, and then actually he attacked her.
Yeah, that was crazy. Her and Silver.
Oh, yeah, because Silver at the permit.
No, that was a really good... I wouldn't mind going back and watching those. But anyway, yeah, I mean, so here we go again. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with the teacher and Liam. It's going to be really interesting. And, I mean, that storyline is very... very small, but, you know, as we can see, his character is getting really bigger and a lot more popular. And I can't really wait to see, like, what happens at the Shore House and everything like that. So that will be really cool.
I can't wait for the fans out there to make sure that you guys go to AfterBuzzTV.com. We have a new fall lineup, and we have a lot of great new shows. We recap over 50 after shows here on AfterBuzzTV.com. There is something for everybody here. We have scripted reality comedy. Just there's so many things. So you guys, make sure you check out our new fall lineup at www.afterbuzztv.com. Click on schedule, and we have everything. We have something for everybody, so make sure you guys check it out.
And check out freaking the whole story with Naomi and Max.
Yes.
I mean, come on now. This whole episode was about trusting, and come to find out,
he knew the entire time.
The entire time. I mean, why didn't he just... I just don't even know. Yeah. I mean,
now, let's... I don't want this to be battle of the sexes, but as a woman, and you knew that your boyfriend got whatever was had a secret, you would not come out and say, "Did you kiss that girl at the club?" Right. Because we're gonna lie. So you want to find out if we're gonna get the truth out of us. And so he did what a guy in a relationship or a woman in a relationship do. He wanted to see if she would just tell the truth.
I don't understand why it had to be right at that moment, though. Like, it wasn't the end of the trip or anything.
It was the perfect moment.
I know.
When he kept on saying, like, trust, trust, trust.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really trying to think about it. I mean, if I was Naomi...
she should have just told him. Like, this happens all the time to her.
Yeah. I mean, I guess... I don't know. I mean,
it shouldn't even be that big of a deal, though, because, like, it was his fault. It's not her fault. Like, I mean, he kissed her.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
she shouldn't be that worried about telling him.
Alec told Max the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So why did it have to do with...
Well, she didn't know that, but...
But Max knew that. Yeah. That it was a setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's really... I was thinking about this on the way here. What was really interesting about that whole thing is if Naomi would have... if she would have spoke first about the situation, she would have been able to use it to her advantage, because in reality, Max knew that he basically agreed to this plan. Alec said that he was going to do this in order to prove that, you know, Naomi was a cheat, once a cheater, always a cheater. So he knew ahead of time that this is going to happen. So in some aspects, he was a part of Alec's plan. So if Naomi would have just come out and said, "Hey, this is what happened," then she would have been able to use the advantage and be like, "Wait a minute! So you mean to tell me that you went in on with your best? You know,
you're right."
So I just think that she should have.
She should have been like, "You're the one that's in the wrong."
Yeah,
like,
she should have been able to come at him and be like, "No, you're in the wrong." But because she waited when he kept throwing clues out there, you know, it's. You know, women do that to us guys all the time, where you throw clues and you throw clues and we just ignore it and we ignore it. And then when we ignore it, that gives you the upper hand to be like, and then you say what you have to say.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I mean, like, I didn't really understand. I mean, in Naomi's style and how she is, I really would love to go to that campground because I hate camping, and I would totally roll in Naomi's style of camping. That's all. I just had to point that out there because it was very...
Yeah, I knew she was going to do something, like...
spectacular, right?
Yeah, she like wasn't going to just go camping. Right. Or something bad would happen.
Well, wasn't that so random with that guy that they saw there with doing the obstacle course? I think he was, like, a sports player or something.
Oh, Ryan
something.
The
swimmer guy?
That was random.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was random. What did he say?
I he was just like, "Oh, yeah, it's, like, tough," or something like that. I don't know.
You'll
and
be
she
fine.
Was just like...
See you later.
Yeah. It was really a random cameo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just thought I'd point that out there that he was...
It was. It was random.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, like we said, it came to find out it answered our questions basically last week, you know, what that whole situation was about to be with the whole Alex situation. So we definitely had our questions and predictions answered. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did not predict any of that. I didn't even predict that Max was going to know. I didn't know the whole time he knew.
Yeah.
I didn't. That's just me, though. So, you know, we have that. I mean, do you have anything else to really say about it?
Do you?
I mean, just the show is very unpredictable.
Yeah.
It is. And I think that's what keeps it going. Should we get into predictions? Yeah, let's do that.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, predictions now. I mean, Silver maybe stripping. We have Annie and this new guy going. What do you think Naomi's revenge is going to be towards Alec? Gabriella?
I don't know. I mean, she's really pissed off. Like, at the end, she was like, that ain't going to happen again.
Right. What do you think?
She's unpredictable. And normally Naomi always gets her way.
Mm-hmm.
And this season, she has yet to be able to do that. She's lost every battle that she's tried to, you know, get with her, whether if it's Alec or whether if it's with Max. She's lost her battle in everything that she's tried. So she's going to probably come real, real hard, real vengeful. And, I mean, I don't know. The big question would be, is she going to stay with Max? Is she going to leave him? Is she going to go after? Is she going to have revenge for Alec? There's so many different ways that she can go. Will she fight for Alec? Will she fight for Max and go after Alec? Or will she just leave both of them? And, you know, there's a lot to say. I don't know.
I think there's going to be a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel she's going to try to find some way to set up Alec.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's going to go as far as ruining Alec and Max's friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised knowing Naomi and...
But how can... I mean, they already co-host... Oh, how are you say? They've already teamed against Naomi to this whole setup.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll, like, find more into Alec, like, wanting to be with Naomi or, like, hitting on her or something.
Yeah. Or maybe there's something about Alec that we'll discover that can break him up. Like, maybe he's stealing money or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, next week, there's probably a lot more coming up next week in the episodes. I mean, was there anything specific that you saw?
I think they're going to dive more into the whole Silver dance polling.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to find that out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Nicola Gona. You can find me on Twitter at Sensei. What are those called?
The underscore?
Dash, underscore DRC.
Ladies, go ahead.
I don't have a Twitter.
Do you have an Instagram?
I do. Gabriella KG.
All right. And you can find me also on Twitter, Instagram, all the social media at Bam Erickson.
Great. Have a good night, guys. Thank you. See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.